Welcome to the How We See It podcast. My name is Desi, and this is going to be a solo episode. I pinky promised I would not leave you guys hanging, so I'm keeping that promise, and I am here, I'm showing up, and I just want to thank you for your support if you listen to this, and just hear me out, hear the things I have to say. In advance, I'm saying thank you. Anyway, who's ready for Halloween? Because I sure am. I'm ready to watch Harry Potter, I'm ready to watch Coraline. I'm ready to watch all the fun Halloween movies, and I'm giving an extra emphasis on the fun part because I can't do the spooky anymore. It's just not in me. I can't handle that. I am though debating on what I should be for Halloween, and you know, I go full out on Halloween. I'm one of those girls. I go hard or I go home. Like, there is no in between. I have to either complete the outfit, make it look so good, or I just don't do it at all. And the hard part is right now I am just struggling, and usually I have my outfit picked out. I know, at least I know what I'm going to be, but this year we are struggling because usually it is my daughter that picks it out, the Halloween costumes. She's always the one that just knows what she wants to be. But this year, every week it's something new. So at this point I'm like, I just need to pick something. It might not even be the things that she suggested because then she'll switch it up on me. So I'm struggling. I don't know. I want to hear your guys' ideas. What are you guys being for Halloween? I want to know. But I do have a cute Pinterest board put together, so I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. But overall, I'm just ready for Halloween. I'm ready for the vibes. In fact, I'm just ready for all the fall things. I think that's what it is. I love fall in general. The mountains are absolutely amazing here in Utah, and every year I am just so shook by how beautiful it is. But this year, I'm like, the thing is, in Utah too, the season goes by so fast. You blink and it's over. And that is the hardest part, I think, for me, just because it is our favorite season. So this year, I'm like, I'm not going to let that slip by. I have to go enjoy the mountains. So almost every day, we've gone up into the mountains, and I just love it so much. I've done some homeschool days up there. We've just gone up to take pictures, just to enjoy. I've loved it so much. So I can fully say that I have taken advantage of this fall season and done the most. We've gone apple picking, which is so fun. You know, this stage where my girls are at, they make everything, literally anything, so magical. Picking an apple from a tree, that is like the coolest thing that they've ever done in their own little world that they're experiencing. And it makes things, I don't know, it just makes things so fun. So if you haven't done anything, this is your sign. You need to go and do something. I wanted to do a fall like bucket list with Kim, but unfortunately that ain't gonna happen, because if we did put out, fall would already be over. So I just hope that you are enjoying the season. Speaking of which, talking about doing all the fun things, I had a friend in town, and he told me, he was like, you go to more than one pumpkin patch? Like, what are you doing? And I was like, listen, when you have little kids, you got to do all things. Anyway, before I jump into my week, I did want to talk about things that I've seen, because we can't forget about that. Okay, so something that I saw this week that I thought was really nice. I don't know when I saw this. Here's the thing about me. I'm the type of person who, if somebody harms me or if I see somebody do something wrong, I'm like, why did they do that? Why? What caused them to make that decision? I think it's the little part of me that wanted to do psychology in college. I don't know. But it always interests me why people do the things that they do. So when I saw this, I almost give them the benefit of the doubt. And that's a good thing and a bad thing. But when I saw this, I just felt it. It says, what if you met your father when he was a child? And so I want you to think of somebody who has maybe wronged you, and instead place their name or whoever they are to you in that spot of father. So what if you met blank when he or she was a child? Again, fill in the spots for the parts where it says father. But in another universe, I meet my father when he is a child. We play catch in the woods, and as we play, he tells me he isn't allowed to cry. But sometimes the world hurts him, and he doesn't know what to do with all that pain. So I give him the shoulder he needs to cry on. And he does. He does until the tears are done. Afterwards, I buy him ice cream, and I listen to his laugh. The glowing, warm laugh of a child who knows he is safe. I wish someone could have done that for him. Been a kind, safe place for the child he used to be. Would it have made a difference? Would it have made a difference? I don't know. I think I just resonated with that so much because that is my thinking. Like, thinking about what would have happened if this person that hurts me or that hurts other people could have been treated different as a child, or if they were shown love. Because I feel like sometimes it's the people who need love the most. They're the ones who are hurting people. So I don't know. I just really liked that. And here's the thing too. I mean, Adam and I, my husband and I talk about this all the time. Just because you might see why someone did something wrong or where their actions stem from, it doesn't make it okay. But it almost brings you peace, at least for me, and a sense of closure and kind of figuring out why they did what they did. I think that's just the type of person. My heart is literally pounding. I am literally shaking in my boots right now. Holy crap. I'm like squeezing on to my microphone. I don't know if you guys heard that. There was some guy just yelling at the top of his lungs outside of my door. The scary part about this is that I am home alone with my two girls this weekend. So, of course, this has to happen on a night where I'm alone. Love that for me. Literally shaking. If my voice trembles throughout the rest of this podcast, you now know why. Anyway, let's talk about something happy because that was really scary. Let's move on to something cheerful. This is not something that I saw this week, but this is something that I did hear, and I stopped and I listened to it. I listened to the Christmas music that would pop up on my feed. The nostalgia and the feels. Christmas is just so magical, and I am ready for it. Kind of going back to what I said at the beginning of this podcast, where I had a friend come into town this week. We played a game, and Kim and I have played this game on our podcast, but it's basically you get to know your friends, yada yada. One of the wild cards that came up said to write a happy thought or happy affirmation for your friend to look at when you're not around. I opened mine up today because I was feeling a little stressed. Like I said, I was alone with my girls this weekend. Anyway, I opened up this letter and it said to watch a Christmas movie because Christmas movies make you feel better. And I'm feeling like I'm gonna have to do that after this podcast because that was creepy as heck. Anyway, I did not expect for the podcast to take a little twist, take this little turn, but let's move on to my week. I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast before. I know I have briefly, very briefly, but I think when this started happening was before or was around the time when we were not podcasting. So around 3 to 4 months after I gave birth to Lennon, I started experiencing this pain that I have never felt before. So this pain that I feel, it starts in my stomach and it's both achy and painful. It almost feels like a very dull, achy pain, like it just continues to ache. And then it shoots straight to my back and just radiates. So it feels like it's a constant ache, dull pain. When I first got it, I would feel like my stomach was about to explode because it felt just so full of air. It felt like my stomach had turned into a balloon and somebody filled it up to its max. And then the pain goes down to my uterus. It almost feels like I can feel where my uterus is. The ovaries, everything. And the first time this happened, I literally thought I was going to die. I had never experienced this before. And the hard part about it too is that there is no way of relieving this pain. You have to just ride it out. And when it happens, it comes on so, so strong that you just want to escape your body. That's all I want to do is just escape my body when this happens. So the first time it happened, I was like, I think I need to go to the hospital. So after a whole day of being at the hospital, doing scans, doing blood work, doing tests, nothing came back. They could not find anything wrong with me. And let me tell you, that is the most terrible thing ever, to know that you're in pain and they're looking at you like doctors that you just like look up to. You think know everything. They tell you nothing's wrong with you and you leave just so confused. I remember leaving feeling so guilty that I had put my husband through a whole day at the hospital. I almost felt guilty, thinking like I was crazy, like my husband might think I'm crazy, like this is all my head. But in reality, I was feeling so much pain. I had never been in that much pain before. And then it continued every month. So I decided I have to do my own research. I have just had very negative experiences going to the doctor for things, or whenever I'm in pain. They never seem to know the answer, and I always leave with, just take some ibuprofen. So at this point, I am just so defeated. I'm so frustrated with doctors. I know that if I go into the doctor, nothing's gonna happen. I've gone so many times that I just said, you know, I need to figure this out for myself, because I'm wasting money on hospital bills, on medical bills, just for nothing, literally for nothing. So I started doing my own research, and what it led to, the couple answers that have popped up are PCOS, endometriosis, and ovarian cysts. I am 99% positive that I have endometriosis, which would explain so many things. And after research as well, I also found out that endometriosis can travel anywhere in your body, which would make sense as to why it's gone up to my stomach. So this is all a long story, but I'm trying to give you as much detail as I can. Anyway, I decided, after doing all this research, I decided to slowly start implementing a better diet. And I have not had those symptoms for a long time. It's been so long. I have done so good. I've done anti-inflammatory diet. I've been keeping up and doing so good, and I've been so proud of myself for it. But I don't know if it's this weekend that triggered it, with just having a friend in town and eating out and doing things I don't typically do in my routine, that has triggered this. But I experienced this awful pain again last night, and it was, again, one of the worst ones that's ever happened. I don't know how to tell you, but I just wanted to just escape my body. Like, I literally thought it was the end of the road for me. I thought it was game over. I thought I was going to go to the hospital and say goodbye. It was just so excruciating. But I am just so thankful. I was just thinking about this. Last week, I had shared that I had gotten sick. And a couple weeks before that, my family had gotten sick. But I feel like God blessed me and didn't give me the sickness, so I was able to take care of my family. I truly believe that. I truly believe that I needed to be strong and healthy for our family. And he like protected me and blessed me so that I was able to take care of my family. And in last week's episode, I also expressed how I felt like I got sick last because I had to help take care of my family to recover first before I was able to get sick. Just little blessings that I've seen like that have happened in my life. And this was one of them too, where I just feel like God allows my battles to come at the most perfect time, because I had a friend in town and it could have happened any time while my friend was in town. But it happened the day that he left, and I was just so grateful. I guess I'm just sharing this because if you've ever experienced this, I just hope you know that you're not alone. It sucks to have any sort of sickness and feel like you have no answers with anything. It just sucks. I also share this too because I just feel like platforms like these are so powerful, and there are people who have experienced this, and it can be a tool in finding answers. So if you have experienced this, I would love to hear from you and things that you've done to help. I'm definitely going to get my hormones tested. I'm going to try and find a doctor that is good. I don't know. It's so hard. I don't know. If you have any tips, let me know, because this is taking over and it's too hard. It also scares me because I've talked about as well, we are thinking about having more kids, and I'm just curious to know how that will affect, if it will affect getting pregnant. So anyway, that also brings me to the next thing I wanted to talk about. General conference was this past weekend, not this weekend, but the last weekend. And if you don't know what general conference is, in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we have a prophet and apostles, just like in the Bible, who guided those people back then. We also have prophets and apostles in our day who guide us as well. Anyway, so they give talks and counsel to help guide us. And I just felt the Spirit so strong. You know, this episode, I actually wanted to talk about my spiritual journey, because last year, I didn't know where I stood. It was one of the hardest things. But I wanted to have my husband on for that kind of episode, because I want to share his perspective too, how it was to have a spouse struggle and what he saw, what he went through, but also what I went through. So I'll save that for a whole other episode. But this conference in specific was just so special to me, because it was my first conference feeling like I knew where I was. I just felt the Spirit so strong, and that was something that I really prayed for. I really prayed for the Spirit to be in our home and to give us answers and just to touch our heart. And that's exactly what it did for us. I am just feeling so grateful today. I'm grateful for the Spirit that God has given us to guide us, and I'm just grateful for our Heavenly Father, for God. Anyway, I was just feeling extremely grateful, and especially with this past weekend, feeling that extreme pain. My husband came out to help me, because I was just crying. I was sobbing. I didn't know what to do. I thought I was going to die. And he said, "I'm going to give you a blessing." And he put his hands on my head to give me the blessing. And the minute his hands touched my head and he started to speak, immediately I felt relief. It wasn't that my pain went away, but that my pain eased up and was lighter. And some might say, "You know what, Desi, you're crazy. Like, that was like the placebo effect, or everything that you've talked about with your sickness, where you had your sickness the last day and your family had it the first day. Like, you're just crazy. Like, that was just a coincidence." I don't know. For me, it was 100% all God. It was all God's hand and His power. So the moment his hands touched my head and he started giving me a blessing, I just felt it so strong. But overall, just the feeling of God's love and how much he loves us. That I think that was something that hit me so strong in this conference, was how much God truly loves us. And lastly, I wanted to end on this. I have talked about submission almost every week in these podcasts. So if you have not listened to Melena Cicciotti's YouTube video on submission, you need to go and do that, because why have you not listened? I just wanted to give an update on it, because I have implemented it in our marriage this past month, and I have never been more in love with my husband. I look at my husband and I don't know, these feelings, I have just never felt so in love with him. And I can truly say it's because of submission. And I think it's because it involves God. It involves putting down your pride and letting go of your will, what you want, and turning it to God and how God wants things to be ordered. But I'm going to end this episode here. I love you guys. If you have listened this far, I love you even more. Obviously, these episodes are so much funner with Kim. Kim, stop leaving me hanging. I'm just kidding. But we will be excited to have you back next week. But get your little booty back home, because you know what? It's just not the same without you. So again, I would love to hear from you on anything that I've talked about in this episode, whether it's the health issues, whether it's finding your way back to God, or just needing help, just not feeling alone. I hope you guys have a good rest of your week, and we will chat to you next week. Bye.